Hi, and thanks for joining us for another episode of the Canadian Podcow. My name's Andrew Campbell with my co-host Sarah Sash in beautiful Newfoundland and Labrador. Sarah?
Yes, we've been very much enjoying Newfoundland and very much enjoying the conference. We've had some great presentations, and I always enjoy a great one about marketing. So we're lucky to have a guest on today to talk about just that.
We are here at the DFC AGM in St. John's. We've been talking partly about what do our customers and consumers want. A huge customer for us is the cheese that goes on pizza.
Indeed, and we're about to learn about just how much of that is actually used by a Canadian company, Pizza Pizza.
Let's get right into it.
Our first guest today has served as head of marketing for Pizza Pizza and Pizza 73 in Canada and PZA Pizzeria in Mexico. In his role, he is accountable for brand strategies, omnichannel marketing planning, communications, food innovation, and menu strategy.
At Pizza Pizza, Adrian Foco has worked to bring renewed purpose through a new brand strategy and investments in community, diversity, and food waste reduction. Launched in 2022, the supporting Everyone Deserves Pizza campaign platform has driven interest, relevance, and record sales while delivering award-winning programs such as the Fixed Rate Pizza, which was very entertaining to hear about, Valentine's Day Singles for Singles, the Dip Roller, and NHL NBA Score a Slice.
Prior to Pizza Pizza, Adrian was at Boston Pizza and Canadian Tire, honing his marketing skills in both the food service industry and hard goods retail. In 12 years at Canadian Tire, Adrian was instrumental in leading category marketing plans, launching the Jumpstart brand, and later the Canada's Store campaign, and supporting Canadian Tire Guy spokesman. During his 5 years at Boston Pizza, Adrian helped refocus the brand on pizza, family dining, sports, and miniature patio chairs. You might have to tell us more about that. Adrian Foco, welcome to the Canadian Podcow.
Thank you so much for having me.
The campaigns you talked about here at the meeting were like wildly entertaining. Clearly that is a brand that you yourself bring to the organizations you're a part of. They sound like a lot of fun, but maybe we can actually step back because you did talk about it today. Like dairy, when we talk about dairy and pizza, they go together. Everybody knows that, you know, that incredible flavor of the mozzarella makes a pizza. You know, can you talk about just where that fits within Pizza Pizza as a brand and like, how much cheese do you use? Because it must be a pile within the organization.
It's a lot. It's well into the millions of kilograms every year. It's critical. The cheese for us, in the pizza industry in general, really is one of the key, if not the key selling.
We'll say the key.
Let's say the key. You know what? Truthfully, I can say the key. I don't see a lot of pizza ads saying, you know, talking about, you know, whatever, the green peppers. It really, the cheese, you know, the infamous cheese pull. Most pizza ads will show a little bit of the cheese stretching and show, you know, the steam that the cheese also gives the pizza. It holds the heat on the pizza. So it really truly is a great quality attribute and taste appeal driver. And when I say quality attribute, I mean if you can say that not only is it appealing visually in the smell, but also that if it's really good quality local product, then obviously that only helps further that story.
Everybody here at the AGM in Newfoundland actually got to experience that cheese pull, that feel at lunch today. We all thoroughly enjoyed it, so thank you for that. And Dairy Farmers of Canada and Pizza Pizza have actually announced a partnership back in 2021, bringing the iconic Blue Cow logo together with Pizza Pizza. I'm curious about if you could share with the listeners more so about what actually drove that partnership to start with, how you got going, and what factors contributed to collaborating with DFC and bringing these great things together?
Well, I think, first of all, we're a Canadian brand. And in our sector, there are, you know, less and less leaders that are 100% Canadian brands. And so it's important for our story to communicate that and to make sure people know that we're 100% Canadian. And another way of doing that, of being authentic in that messaging, is supporting other Canadian producers, supporting Canadian farmers, and supporting industry here. So that was really important for us as part of our strategy around communicating the Canadianness of Pizza Pizza. And so it just made sense for us to reach out or to connect with the Dairy Farmers of Canada and work on a partnership together to say, you know, two brands together are stronger than one, and how do we pool our shared resources to make sure that we're getting our message out in terms of the quality of food, but that also the DFC has an opportunity to use our platform to say, hey, here's a brand that supports Canadian dairy.
3 years in, how's it going?
Oh, it's great. I mean, because we have a long road to go ahead of us in terms of our quality story. You know, quick service pizza, there's many things that you can talk about, the speed of the food, the value of the food, those are oftentimes the kind of key messages. But for us, we really want to get our quality story out there, because we think that the food is a very high quality, and we maybe always don't get the credit that we would like to get for it. And for us, the starting point was to say, well, then that starts with the ingredients. You're not going to have great food unless you have the best ingredients. And so 3 years in, you know, we've had multiple opportunities and millions of impressions to communicate that message, and we are seeing improvements year over year in sales and improvements year over year in our food quality scores.
And you talk about all the cheese you sell. It legitimately is a pile of cheese, so thank you for that. clearly, your success is our success, and this partnership is going quite well. Can you talk about what drives Canadians to order pizza? You mentioned quality, but there's convenience, there's Canadianness. What things really drive a person to go and purchase one?
Pizza, you saw today, I would take a lot of passion, because I think it's a very interesting product to sell. It's more than just a meal. It really does serve a purpose in our lives. And so for us, when we're thinking about selling pizza, we're trying to think of the different occasions in people's lives where pizza would be needed. And a lot of that comes down to, if you think of someone who's looking to save a little bit of money on a meal, but they don't want to make it themselves. If you're looking for, you know, a mom or a dad who's short on time, you've got hockey practice and whatnot, and you need to save time, pizza's a great option there. And so when you're thinking about all these different occasions, we're trying to say, what are those life moments where someone's going to need pizza? I need to save a little bit of money. I need to save a little bit of time. And we want to make sure that we're positioning our product as something that's going to deliver on those attributes. And that's why our value messaging, a lot of it is around bundle deals for families, easy to kind of comprehend specials. And then we like to package that up to say, and it's easy to get it from us. It's going to come to you really fast. It's going to be delicious. And by the way, if we don't deliver on all those promises, it's free.
So you do talk a lot about that value proposition you're delivering and through those couponing, but you also talked today about some of those campaigns, making them fun, making them edgy. How does all that come together to build what is now that pizza brand that people do, you know, as you say, you know, come to your door looking for all of those things and you fulfilling it every time?
Our brand promise is everyone deserves pizza. And what that really meant is that we believe that, you know, just like I said a minute ago, like, pizza really does serve a purpose in enriching people's lives, making it a little bit easier, making it a little more fun. And so because we believe that, we believe that we need to make it as accessible for people as possible. And so then we want to say, okay, what are the various moments, what are the things that are on people's minds where we can address those concerns with pizza? And so, you know, that's where you come down to ideas like the fixed rate pizza, where we're saying, okay, right now people are uncertain about price inflation, especially when this campaign started in 2022, uncertain about interest rates, everything's changing. What's one thing we can do? Well, we know that they are going to want pizza, or they're going to want a meal. Let's just give them confidence that the price isn't going to change. That'll just be a little bit of relief for that person. And also, of course, it's a fun gag, right? And we can kind of poke around at the banks or poke around at insurance companies. And so I think that's just a way of saying, if you have a brand, you know, because there's always talk about brands need to have a purpose and a belief and that kind of thing. But it's actually true. Like, if the brand has a point of view that's authentic, then you can find a way to take a deal and find a relevant message that's meaningful for somebody, and that might just edge you a little bit ahead of your competition. Because the truth is that anybody can come up with a pizza deal. It's not too difficult, but the question is, how are you going to find a way for your deal to be more relevant than the next person? And the other thing I would say there is that if you're not going to be creative, then the other option to win that battle is just you continue cutting the price. That's your, well, ours is only, you know, X low price, and you get people's attention that way. Well, that's fine, but it gets harder and harder for our franchisees to make money. So we want to try and find that balance of delivering great value, but also breaking through. And that's where the brand work plays a role.
So some of the marketing that you showed during your presentation was pretty hilarious and really connected with the audience, I would say. We won't be able to convey that on the podcast, but it's worth looking up if you get a chance. I'm curious about how you've evolved in terms of connecting with consumers. You talked a bit about the app and the necessity of being able to order easily and the least number of clicks. Can you talk about how that's evolved over the last decade and how you're really bringing pizza to the people?
Yeah, I mean, we, long before my time, going all the way back to our founder, Michael Overs, he understood the importance of making it easy to access the product. And, you know, before a lot of his innovations, for example, the one number in Toronto, 967-1111, and that number, depending where you live, was a different version of the 1111 number. By just making that, you know, it's great for marketing, but it's also really just convenient as opposed to opening a phone book, trying to find the number in those days. And so that's something that we've been doing all along. And the reason for that, again, is, you know, it's a convenience purchase, and every roadblock that is put up in terms of from the moment you decide that you're hungry until the moment that you get your delivery, it's a moment where you could potentially lose that customer. And so for us, it's really critical to remove as many of those barriers as possible, particularly given the level of competition. Even, you know, when we started, it was really just had to have the phone number, and that was good enough. And you talk about the evolution. Now we have you know, platforms like Uber Eats and Skip the Dishes, where we're on those platforms, and DoorDash. They offer great convenience, right? And they offer great selection. So we have to say, okay, well, we have to have a great app so that people can use our app as well. And if they're setting the gold standard in terms of making it easy to order, we need to do the same or better.
So then, you know, that's over the last decade in terms of making it as convenient as possible. What's the next decade look like, do you think, in the pizza business? And I ask that both from we want to make sure that people continue to buy pizza that has that Canadian mozzarella on it, but is it just pizza? What other kind of products do you think fit with that value proposition you're trying to deliver for Canadians?
Absolutely. So I think there's two things there. One, in terms of what's coming up generally, I think as, you know, costs are not dropping for ingredients, everything's more expensive to make, and therefore the costs come to us and they get passed on to the consumer. So it's going to be harder and harder and harder to have these really, really deep discount, ultra cheap options. We want to do the best that we can, but if that's all you're relying on, I think it's going to be really tricky. So you need to find other ways to get people interested in you. I talked earlier about, you know, brand messaging. That's one way. Another way is just evolving your menu and finding other things that you can sell. And sometimes those things can be things that you can create and engineer from the ground up that are really good for you in terms of margin. So, for example, last year we started selling poutine. It's a great item. It goes well with pizza. We have deep fryers, and we already have fries in the restaurant, so they're easy to make. You put that cheese in there. It's an indulgent option, and it's a good product. It's a profitable product to make. It's also very easy to make, and it's something people want. So you need to look out there and say, what are things? Poutine was, boy, I wish I could have another one like that, right? It was like, oh my gosh, everyone's eating poutine. We don't have it on the menu. Let's go. That doesn't happen every day. But that's where, and that's not just unique to us. Everyone's doing that, right? And you look around and you say, what's out there that people want? And can we make it good? But can we make it fit authentically with our brand? I think that's another thing, right? You have to be honest about who you are as a brand. And so there are certain food items that people probably wouldn't expect from us, and maybe we shouldn't sell, and we won't. But if it does make sense, then we're going to put it on the menu, and that's a great opportunity for growth.
Well, I have to say I was super impressed with the options that you have, the connection with all different types of communities. You highlighted some different things about Pride, about other campaigns that you've done with Valentine's Day or various other segments, 420 you talked about. All those things were really cool. And we just felt a lot of pride seeing the blue cow all over the place. I went and looked at your app while we're sitting in the session there, and it's all there. It's a great partnership. We're excited about it. And thank you so much, Adrian, for joining us today and giving us an inside look at the importance of dairy to Pizza Pizza. It's a great partnership.
Couldn't agree more. Great partnership. And really, thanks so much for having me.
Canadian dairy farmer. Planting one tree, then hundreds more, to naturally purify the air. Preserving wildflowers for pollinators, and nurturing wetlands for healthier soil. So wildlife can prosper.
Biodiversity is in our nature.
Working towards a sustainable future. That's Dairy Farming Forward.
Well, we always enjoy a super cheesy episode, and that one sure was.
A super cheesy episode. It was absolutely that, but we couldn't have done it without our production team, Carl Bellanger and Bruce Sargent, thanks to them.
And to our sponsor, the Dairy Farmers of Canada.
And don't forget, look for that blue cow logo the next time you are supporting a business with, whether it's a slice of pizza or a latte, because they're supporting us.